This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 497. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also sponsored by Finagraph's CashflowTool.com, which is an innovative cash flow tool that syncs with your QuickBooks to forecast your cash flow with uncanny accuracy. If you want more information, go to www.cashflowtool.com/Barry. Well, my first guest is Mike Michalowicz, who's the author of Profit First, Surge, and the Pumpkin Plan. By his 35th birthday, Mike had founded and sold two companies, one to private equity and the other to the Fortune 500. Today, he's running a third business called the Profit First Professionals. He's got a brand new book out. It just released this week. It's called Clockwork. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Barry, it's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
So great. So tell us about the inspiration for this book, Clockwork.
Well, I think there's a Maslowian hierarchy of needs when it comes to entrepreneurship. I think the base is sales. That's the oxygen for business. If you have no sales, you're dying. I think the next level up that many entrepreneurs don't even realize is profit. That's the nutrition, the food, the health. Without it, you wilt away and die. But once you're making sales and profitable, then we need to recapture time. That's what Clockwork is about. It's about designing your business to run itself.
So does that mean really that a lot of entrepreneurs really don't focus on the process of make sure you're honing, do it over and over again, that they're recreating the wheel, or is it something else?
Yeah, most business owners are in the time for money trap. You know, the vernacular for today is hustle and grind. And while it's necessary in the beginning stages of the business because you're the only employee, as you start to grow and bring on contractors or virtual assistants or full-timers or part-timers, as you bring these people on, you need to transfer the responsibility of doing the work from yourself to them. And it's all about systems and process.
And I think that's really the key, because if you don't find leverage in hiring other people, Mike, you really don't have a job. You really don't have a business. You just have a job, right?
Oh, it's so true. And that's the reality for most entrepreneurs. As I was interviewing for this book, you know, there's 28 million small businesses in the U.S. Most of them have two employees or less because the owner is doing all the work. And they're in this trap of saying, well, I'm the best at it. No one else can do as well as me. But that's simply an excuse for not making systems that can deliver as well as you can.
And if you go on vacation and you don't make any money, I always say you really don't have a business.
Yeah, so the kind of the pinpoint or the zenith of the book is what I call the four-week vacation. I found that's the ultimate test, and here's what it is. When readers read this book, I require that they commit to a four-week vacation, not tomorrow, but about 18 months out from the day they read the book, and then we start reverse engineering a plan. The reason we pick 4 weeks is every business, or most businesses, go through the full cycle of experience every month, meaning they have to collect payments. They have to introduce new clients to their business. They have prospects and sales calls. All elements happen. You have problems happen. If this can happen while you're disconnected from the business, if the business can continue to run, you're doing well. Now, what I expect is when you leave for that period of time, the business will have problems. It won't collapse. But if you follow the system, it may still have problems. When you come back, now you know the problems you need to focus your attention on and fix, so that the next vacation, there's no problem.
We're talking to Mike Michalowicz. He's got a brand new book out this week, a spanking brand new book called Clockwork.
Spanking new.
How do you go from a lot of small business owners getting stuck in what I call the hub and spoke, where everybody in the organization works for them, right? Everything goes to them. How do you start making that transition so you can really have more of a hierarchical structure so you're not at the center of everything? Because I always believe, Mike, if you're at the center of everything, that actually reduces the value of your business.
Oh, yeah, and it reduces the efficiency tremendously. We have to distinguish what I call the four Ds. There's four levels of activities we can do in our business. The base level, the first D, is called doing. That's where you're actually doing the work. The next level is called deciding. This is where you're making your task rabbiting work out, but you're making decisions around those tasks. The level above that is delegating. Most people are actually deciding for their colleagues, not delegating, but they think they're delegating. And the highest level is designing. So here's what happens. To get out of that hub and spoke, you must actually delegate work, not decide work. Here's what I mean. When I give you a task to do it, if you come back and ask me questions, I give you direction, I'm actually deciding for you. there's an Indian goddess called Kali. She's one head and eight arms. That's what we're doing. And it actually diminishes our ability to get anything done because we're just task rabbiting. True delegation is where you assign the outcome of the work, not the steps to get there, the outcome, and have the employee take ownership of it. Now, here's the key. When they come back to you with a question, you have to say, I'm sorry, I can't give you the answer. Your job is to find it on your own. Then when they come back to you, you must also reward them for making decisions, which means if they achieve the outcome you want, you have to reward them. If they fail in the process and make mistakes, here's the tough part, you must still reward them for the effort of making decisions. Yes, coach them to better decisions in the future, but never give them the answers. That's the key.
So how do you make that transition? Because a lot of small business owners are listening and saying, Mike, that sounds really good in theory, but I just don't trust the people that much. And I have a very small window actually to be successful in my business. If I trust them and something goes wrong, I'm really screwed.
Yeah, well, trust begets trust. So if you don't trust your employees, they're not going to trust you, and it's a recipe for disaster. I always suggest start off small. And what I mean by that is start off with part-time help. A lot of people don't realize this. In my company, while we're small, we have 10 employees, 8 of them are part-timers. There's a thing called Parkinson's Law, and Parkinson's Law states our work will expand to meet the availability to serve that work. If I bring on someone that works 8 hours a day and give me 8 hours of work, they'll get it done in that day. If I bring on someone that works 4 hours a day but give them 8 hours of work, they don't know better, and they perform those 8 hours in 4 hours. So you can start off small. Over time, you will build trust because you'll be able to observe them taking action with little risk because they're a part-timer. But the biggest key to establishing that trust is you must trust them first for them in turn to trust you. And when that trust bond is built, well, then you have the right people doing the right things and your business is off to the races.
So, Mike, in the book, you talk about this queen bee role. What is that?
So I was studying beehives, of all things. I was looking for organizational efficiency. Ends up beehives can scale faster than any other natural organization. So I studied how they do it. Here's what they do. There's one critical role that serves the hive, and what it is the laying of eggs. Bees live about an average of 8 weeks. Therefore, the queen bee's role of laying eggs is absolutely critical for the survival of the hive. Every bee knows that its core responsibility is actually to protect the role of laying eggs, protect those eggs. Then, if that's protected, they go off and do their primary job, which would be collecting honey or stinging some unknown passerby, right? And the key is to play that role. Now, we can't confuse the queen bee with the most critical element of the hive. It's the role of laying eggs. So if the queen bee fails, they simply spawn a new queen bee. Every business has a QBR. It is the mandatory most important element the business does to deliver on its brand promise. So what's that one thing you do once you identify that that elevates your entire business? Once you identify it, educate all your employees on it to protect it and serve it, because if it's humming along, as the tide rises, so do all boats.
So give us an example, you know, what that might be in an organization.
Yeah, so a great example is a doctor, because we all experience a doctor. At a doctor's office, the queen bee role typically is the examination and the rendering of an opinion. You know, take this medicine, do this exercise. You know, but if the person serving is typically the doctors themselves. If you go to your doctor's office next week and you see the doctor filing papers or walking you in from the waiting room to the right. Examination room, you know, that doctor's office is inefficient and has a real dilemma. And the employees need to know the second you see the doctor, you know, filing papers, doing administrative work, the entire corporation, the entire business is being compromised. The queen bee role is rendering prescriptions and doing examinations, and that's it.
And so how do you actually go about starting to capture some of these processes and procedures? Because a lot of small business owners, Mike, will say, I don't have time for that.
Right, yeah, right, exactly. I need SOPs, are you kidding me? Here's the beautiful thing. You never have to write an SOP again. Every single business that I studied already has every single system already developed. Now, here's the only problem. It's often in our head. It's not documented. But traditional documentation doesn't work. If I write this out, this laborious document, no one's going to read it. Plus, things change so dynamically nowadays that that document becomes irrelevant. There's a better way of capturing what you have. It's typically with video and audio. Most of the work we do today is on the computer, or it's an audio command, or sometimes it's an activity. We're moving boxes or something. You can use your smartphone to capture any kind of video and audio. The next time you're doing the work, And by the way, if it's on a computer, you can use a software package called Loom, L-O-O-M. It's free. The next time you're doing the work, simply record yourself doing the work as you do it. So you still get the work done, but dub over it as you're doing the work, explaining what you're doing. Then give that work to the next employee and say, do that, follow that video. And now they have a step-by-step action plan to do the task. But there's one more thing to do. Once you give them the action task, have them create the next video. Because the reason is the best student is always the teacher. So when you get your employee teaching someone through video of how to do a process, you know they've mastered it.
Mike, thanks so much for being back on the show. The title of the book is called Clockwork. You can go to MikeMichalowicz.com, MikeMichalowicz.com. Mike, thanks so much. Appreciate being back.
Barry, always enjoy being with you. Take care.
This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
My overrating's bad.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I didn't know, too, that we could tip Uber drivers.
Didn't know.
This is new to me.
Every time you complete a ride, you get it right. Pops up with a rating, and then if you want to add a tip. 2.5 Uber rating for Amy Jacobson, 4.88.
What?
Thank you for Dan Proft.
Do you just not even say anything to them when you get in the car?
Correct. That's the secret to getting a high Uber rating.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Attention to this important message. If you have ever taken prescriptions like Adderall and are concerned about the side effects and high cost, now there's a new natural smart pill that's the closest thing to a real-life limitless pill. In fact, it's called Limitless, and it can help skyrocket your concentration, improve your creative thinking, and make you feel like a better version of yourself. Take it and watch it go to work now.
To get your free bottle of Limitless, call 800-680-9416. That's 800-680-9416. Call now, 800-680-9416.
Risk mitigation is an important consideration that smart companies pay attention to in today's complicated business climate. Some of the greatest risks occur when your company hires new employees or when you execute new business financial relationships. When your company hires, leases, or conducts financial transactions, decisions are critical. That's why veteran-owned and operated Global Verification Network is a company you should know. Startups to Fortune 100s trust Global Verification Network, and so should you. They're a background screening and investigative services company dedicated to expert, timely, and affordable background screening services for employment, tenant screening, and business due diligence. Global Verification Network is headquartered in Chicagoland, a federally recognized veteran-owned small business, and never offshores data like many competitors. To request your company's risk analysis without obligation or cost, visit mygvn.com or call 877-695-1179 or online at mygvn.com. Global Verification Network, the risk mitigation experts, 877-695-1179.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
I don't think it comes as a surprise to any of us that women in business are still seriously unrepresented. My next guest believes that changing this starts when they're young. Here with the solution is Dr. Crystal Glanchai, who is a scientist, entrepreneur, mentor with a passion for igniting the entrepreneurial spirit in girls and reducing the gender gap by creating confident girl leaders in STEM and executive roles. She's the author of the book called Venture Girls, Raising Girls to Be Tomorrow's, I think it's leaders, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, good. I was cut off on my sheet. Thank you for coming on the show. First of all, let's define our terms. For the people that are familiar, what is STEM?
Yeah, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math.
And so why traditionally have women been so underrepresented in this area?
I think reason some of it stems from social iconography. Even in media, only 12% of STEM characters are female, so girls are just seeing themselves as scientists and engineers. A lot of times in schools, girls will be discouraged from going into math or science. And even at home, you know, sometimes parents themselves aren't confident in math and science, and they may say, oh, well, honey, we're not math people. So I think there's a lot of messages in our society that are telling girls not to go into these fields.
And is that because we're expecting still women to have those traditional roles that are really outside of STEM?
You know, I think that that is changing, but I still think that is, it's something that's past that we still need to work on, yes.
So how does STEM education really impact entrepreneurship?
Well, so for me, I actually think entrepreneurship brings STEM to life. So it's great to teach girls coding, it's great to teach them math, but if they don't see how to apply it, they're not going to get engaged. So for me, entrepreneurship means applying technology to create some sort of product or service that's going to help society. And there have been studies that have shown that girls will get more engaged when in STEM when they can see how it's helping others.
But you also talk about that we also really have to teach these folks about how really about failure. How is that really done as an early age where we're trying to really encourage people to be successful?
Yeah, so there's a great quote that's called fail, first attempt in learning. And I think we really need to redefine that for our kids and our girls. I mean, I think society tells us to be perfect, right? You have to get the straight A's to get into the best college, and then you have to have a perfect resume to get into the perfect job. And we're not really teaching girls the importance of risk-taking, of, you know, trying things out of their comfort zone and learning that failure is okay. It's just the next step on to success.
Do you think that difference, that differentiates between boys and girls, that boys are taught to get over failure and girls aren't, or it's the same when you're young?
No, I actually think it has to do with the messaging we tell boys and girls. I think when boys are young, we tell them, oh, get dirty, go tree, oh, it's okay, you scraped your knee. So we're kind of teaching boys to be adventurous and to take more risks. And girls, we usually are like, oh, well, don't get your dress dirty. Oh, no, you hurt yourself, you scraped your knee, don't do that again. So I think at even a young age, discouraging girls from failure.
One of the things that you talk about in the book, you say, and I find this fascinating, that 65% of kids will have jobs they cannot even imagine today. Talk about that.
Yeah, so that's a quote from the World Economic Forum. And the thing is, we are in the midst of a fourth industrial revolution, and technology is changing extremely rapidly. And so if we're not, you know, getting our girls comfortable with technology and have an understanding of technology, we're going to be leaving our girls behind. And so I think it's really important that we teach kids entrepreneurial skills like creativity, adaptability, opportunity seeking, because these are going to be the skill sets of the future.
You talk about that we should really start teaching kids as young as five, really to embrace this entrepreneurial mindset. How do you do it?
I think it's a lot of fun and engaging activities that they may seem like play, but you're teaching kids in a kind of silly and non-scary way. So teaching kids to present silly ideas, to go up and stand in front of their class and talk about a silly commercial that they made. Whereas I think if you teach them, say, like, hey, you've got an idea, let's take it up and present it to people, they'll be a lot more timid. But if you show them the process in a fun way, then they're able to go and recreate that when it's actually something that matters to them.
You know, it's so funny because I think people's, a lot of young kids' first exposure to business is really the lemonade stand. Do you think that is a good training ground for future entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, really listening to kids' ideas and actually taking it all the way to fruition. So helping them, even if it's something silly or something you don't think that might work, whether they want to create duct tape purses, a lemonade stand, have a dog walking business, but actually listening to their ideas, helping them create prototypes, talking about the business model, going out and, you know, pitching their ideas to people, those are all important skill sets for the future.
Do you think, Christelle, that there has to be a special focus on young girls to get this entrepreneur mindset, or they just have to be included with the kind of training that we give young boys?
Well, I think all kids need to have the entrepreneurial mindset and skill set. We don't teach school, but for me, it's more imperative that we teach girls because they already are behind in these leadership fields and STEM fields. I mean, in STEM, you know, only 20% of women are in these careers. So if we don't start teaching more girls this, then the gender gap is not going to get any better.
So, Christelle, tell us about your Venture Lab program that's really trying to solve some of these problems that we're seeing with women in STEM.
Yeah, so what we do is we actually put free content, free curriculum for parents and teachers online. So parents and teachers can get empowered with the entrepreneurial mindset and go and teach their kids. And then training teachers as well. And we offer camps, but our goal is really to provide a way for everyone to have access to the entrepreneurial mindset. And I think teaching and training teachers, we can reach more children that way.
Who do you really think is a good role model for girls that are out there? You know, there's a lot of entrepreneurial men role models, you know, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. Who do you really think it is for women?
I think it's looking at the different women-led companies, whether it's, you know, Marissa Mayer or, you know, Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook. And what we found is that through a study that girls, it doesn't have to be someone famous. Mm-hmm. If you just bring in a female engineer into your classroom, if you introduce a girl to a female CEO, it's really those personal connections that will matter most to them and really empower them for the future.
I really like that because I think the important point is it doesn't have to be someone famous, just if they can realize that people, women do have those kinds of roles.
Yep, exactly.
And so tell us about the girls you've been able to impact. How big is this program?
Oh, gosh, we have trained over 1,000 teachers. We've taught over, I want to say, 6,000 kids, and our goal really is to be able to teach the girls this entrepreneurial mindset, provide them with these role models so that they can kind of self-cast and see themselves in these positions. And, you know, we've had girls do some amazing things. And for me, I don't care necessarily that they start companies, but just seeing the change of their trajectory, like going from someone who's afraid to talk to others to, you know, a public speaker or a girl who never thought of going to college who is now like has gotten a full scholarship and is going to be a public speaker. I mean, just seeing the change in their confidence is what I think is important.
So, Christelle, do you think that this is a uniquely American problem? Do Europeans and folks in Asia and India have a similar thing with women in STEM?
You know, I don't think it's uniquely American. I know that there are issues in other countries. I think there are some places that are doing a better job than we are. It seems like Finland seems to be, I think that's the country that seems to be doing really well in kind of teaching this entrepreneurial mindset. But I don't think it is uniquely American.
So if people want to expose their children to, especially girls, to your program, where can they go and how can they get more information?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, you know, go get the book, Venture Girls. It's available at Amazon. It's also available on my website, www.venturelab.org. And check out our free curriculum and free parent activities.
And so tell us a little bit more about the activities and how the parents get involved in it.
Yeah, so they're kind of based on different topics. So one of them earlier, and we have something that I do with my kids, and I learned kind of from Sarah Blakely and what her dad did, is sitting around the dinner table talking about, you know, hey, what did you fail at today? And so for me, if you aren't failing, then you aren't really challenging yourself enough. So it's activities that how do you model talking about failure? How do you model? So there's something called the marshmallow challenge where they actually have to build a really tall tower and deal with failure. So there's this fun little activity that you and your kids can do or you and your students can do to learn these entrepreneurial concepts and mindsets.
Yeah, one of my favorite companies in this area is a company called Mystery Science, where they're really giving lessons every single week with Mystery Doug on how to experiment in different areas and how things really work. So I think the more that we can do this, the more we can encourage our girls and our boys, the more successful we're going to be in the future. And it's really, I think, a big part, Christelle, of making America competitive. Christelle, thanks for being on the show. If you want to reach her, go to www.venturelab.com. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Larry Elder informs the left of the GOP's message.
The absence of any message on the Republican side is remarkable.
Are you kidding me? Well, the message is pro-business, lessening the burden on the American taxpayer, securing the borders, making sure we have Supreme Court justices that follow the Constitution. That's the message. What's your message?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Karen McHugh. Tributes for Senator John McCain hours after the Arizona Republican lost his battle with brain cancer. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says McCain will be sorely missed.
As you go through life, you meet very few truly great men. He was one of them.
The Vietnam War hero will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. In other news, police in Washington nab a suspected gunman wanted for killing a 10-year-old girl last month. Chief Peter Newsom says it was a collaborative effort.
Obviously, having the vehicle that was involved in the case was helpful. Having video was helpful. Having the Prince George's County Police Department arrest the person that was originally responsible for carjacking that vehicle that was helpful.
And plenty of emotion in Ireland, where Pope Francis meets with victims of sex abuse. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Cash flow. It's something every business is worried about. It's hard to know at any given moment how you're doing, and worse, it's impossible to predict the future. Until now, welcome to CashflowTool.com, the ultimate companion for QuickBooks. CashflowTool.com gives instant visibility on any device, anywhere, of your cash flow and alerts for unexpected expenses. It analyzes past finances and projects how much money you'll have tomorrow, next week, and next month. Start your free trial now at CashflowTool.com/Barry. It's simple, powerful, and predictive.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out barrymaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 has arrived at Sprint. For a limited time, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. It's the fastest Note ever, and you can get it on a network built for unlimited. The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 is also perfect for gaming. Take your Fortnite skills to a new level with the largest battery ever seen in a Note. Along with a 6.4-inch edge-to-edge infinity screen and stereo speakers, Galaxy Note 9 also features a smarter camera and a mightier S Pen with remote control. Make the switch to Sprint right now and get the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Note 9, $2,083 per month after $2,084 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results from remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Famous conservative quotes presented by Automated Systems.
One of Benjamin Franklin's most famous quotes was, "They who give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty or safety. Current events show this to be as true as ever.
It's important we support companies that share our conservative values. If you are a manufacturer, I encourage you to call my friend, Laz Kulchar from Automated Systems. As a software and systems integration company, Automated Systems creates custom solutions to make your production lines, facilities, and plants run more efficiently. Imagine less downtime, more speed, and fewer rejects. It doesn't matter if you're a Fortune 500 or a startup, Automated Systems delivers solutions for your toughest automation challenges. For information, I encourage you, man, to talk to Laz at Automated Systems. Call 844-HIRE-ASI or visit automatedsys.com. That's 844-HIRE-ASI.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, there's a new study out from AT&T about six emerging technology trends that are creating new opportunities for small businesses to reinvent day-to-day operations. Here to talk about is Ann Chow, who's the president of national business at AT&T, who has over 12,000 business professionals who support 95% of AT&T's business customers nationwide. Ann, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Barry. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us about this new study and what opportunity you uncovered.
Yeah, sure. No, that's great. And I think for important context for us, as we think about small businesses, we know that they're such a crucial part to our economy and that there are nearly 30 million small businesses all around this country. And what I like to tell my people is that they are the heart and soul of the U.S. economy and therefore the heart and soul of the economy on a global scale. We conducted a survey of several thousand consumers, including small business owners, and they told us all about kind of how they felt about technology, whether they considered themselves to be late adopters, which actually over a third of them considered themselves to be late adopters, and less than 10% of them can actually explain things like 5G, blockchain, or edge computing, which we know are emerging technology trends. And so one of the key things that has come out of this study is that there are actually six emerging trends that are creating new opportunities for business to reinvent their operations. And those trends are mobility, cloud, software, Internet of Things, data and artificial intelligence, and cybersecurity. And we've got a really strong perspective and passion for all of those trends as we look to support our small business customers all around the country.
So, Ann, I find it very interesting that a lot of these small business owners that are really, if you're a small business owner, you got to have a lot of courage, you got to be a trailblazer, that they are late adopters in this lot of this new technology. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. Barry, as I've come to, have a great passion for small businesses all throughout my career, and I actually have a personal preference to support small businesses wherever I travel. And I spend a lot of time on my job, so I have a great chance to, become a customer of many different small businesses. Small businesses are so passionate about what they do, right? It's the reason why they got into business. They didn't go into small business because being an entrepreneur is easy to do, or owning a small business is easy to. And in many ways, it's actually more difficult. But they have a passion for what they're about, whether they're in a service industry or whether they provide a product, whether they have a unique offering in a particular vertical. And so what we believe is that small business customers, they're focused on their business, right, kind of mind, body, heart, and soul. And therefore, they tend not to be technologists because they're focused on serving their clients, on finding their own unique innovation. And so it would make sense then, if you put that in context, that they would not be as savvy about technology, nor, quite frankly, do they want to be encumbered by technology. But one of the things that I have found, especially here we are in 2018 in the 21st century, that every small business owner, every small business realizes that technology is key in order for them to be successful.
Especially now with mobility, because so much business is being done on the phone. And I think a lot of people are hearing about 5G, but when a lot of the consumers we discuss it, we think, well, we're just adding another G. What is 5G?
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. Yeah, and just to reiterate the point that you just made, right? We are all living in a mobile world. When we think about how we run our lives, right? And whether we're consumers or whether we think about our jobs, whether we're a small business, medium-sized business, or we work for a very, very large company, mobile has changed our lives, right? It's changed the way that we consume services. It's changed how we, I mean, it's changed society in many ways. And so 5G is incredibly exciting. It's not just about the extra G, as you had said. 5G, we believe, will bring several different advantages to small businesses as well as businesses and consumers, you know, all around the world. One is massive device connectivity. Actually, IDC actually predicts that more than 30 billion devices will be connected to the network.
Wow.
2020. So that's on a global scale, right? So when you think about lighting, right, lighting up everything, right, connecting everything, there's going to be a massive explosion of the internet of not just the Internet of Things, but the Internet of virtually everything. And so the 5G networks will be able to really help handle that explosion of device connectivity. 5G will also be ultra-reliable, and this will be really helpful for businesses that use robotics or that are in the healthcare or manufacturing ecosystem, because the 5G network is going to be one that we all can depend on even more so. I think one of the aspects of 5G will also be really, really low latency. And basically what latency is it's the amount of time that goes between the time you tell your technology to do something and when it actually does it. And so we've actually observed that 5G latency in the real world is 9 to 12 milliseconds. That's faster than the human brain process.
Wow.
So it's going to be so, so, so exciting. And in addition to that, 5G is going to bring us better capacity and better coverage, which basically means that they'll be able to have more connection points in smaller areas, along with using small cell technology and on LISA spectrum. It's all going to improve capacity. And the bottom line is that for our customers, for small business customers and their customers, this just means a better customer experience.
Well, Ann, we're out of time for this segment. If you want more information about how AT&T can help your small business, you can go to business.AT&T.com. Ann, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you.
This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Do you wake up at night worried about your business cash flow? Or worry about running out of cash, not knowing when your invoices get paid, or panic when a sudden expense happens? Well, worry no more. Welcome to CashflowTool.com, the ultimate companion for QuickBooks. CashflowTool.com gives instant visibility on any device, anywhere, of your cash flow and alerts for unexpected expenses. It analyzes past finances and projects how much money you'll have tomorrow, next week, and next month. Start your free trial now at CashflowTool.com/Barry. It's simple, powerful, and predictive.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
When it comes to maintaining our vehicles, we all know to change the oil. But did you know cleaning the fuel system is just as important? Even high-quality fuel can leave behind carbon deposits, robbing your engine of power and fuel economy. Gumout has a solution. Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Regain contains polyetheramine, a nitrogen-based detergent that safely removes deposits to help restore engine performance. Get a bottle of Regain today for just $4.94 at your local Walmart. Gumout. Science in, performance out.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
So as a small business owner, how do you generate real and measurable results using marketing strategies that actually get you to positive ROI? My next guest is Will Dean. He's a successful entrepreneur by means as a digital marketing and e-commerce expert. He's built and scaled several multi-million dollar businesses specialized in results-based marketing. Will, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Barry. I really, really appreciate it.
So let's first define our terms. What is digital marketing from a small business owner's perspective?
Sure. I think digital marketing from a small business owner's perspective is actually being able to be seen online, where people are searching nowadays, whether it's mobile or at their computer, having that presence, in the real world digital age.
So a lot of folks say, you know, I want to get involved in digital marketing. I know that I got to do like AdWords or I got to advertise on Facebook. But I always had said that the fastest way to lose $500 is not on the roulette wheel in Las Vegas, but trying to do some of these yourself, because you can spend a lot of money without any real results. Where do you start and who do you use?
Absolutely. And so one of the things is that people feel like they need to use these tools right away when they don't know them. And that is correct. You will lose money if you don't know how to use them or if you don't know how to find somebody to utilize them. As a local business person or a local business owner, I would say the first place to start is your community. There's Facebook groups. There's so many forums. There's places where people are going to know your name faster. And if you can start engaging with your local community there, you will get leads, you will get results, and then you can kind of go to a marketer and say, hey, you know, this has started to work for me. Can you help me actually get leads or make sales online? And what are your specialties? And then when you get to that place, AdWords and Facebook marketing is one of the more relevant ways to actually get results faster, but make sure you're finding somebody that's vetted through a personal connection so you're not kind of getting had or waste money, if that makes sense.
So what you're saying is your marketing strategies really start on really an unpaid basis, right? There's so many things you can do without actually doing any paid advertising.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think paid advertising is the right way right away. And I think that's incorrect. I think that they need to spend some time understanding the online ecosystem and actually going into groups that aren't paid and getting to know the wants of the users there or the local community, and then taking that information after you have navigated a little bit and going, you know, to the paid platforms and using that to optimize.
So the reason you do that, Will, is because it helps you identify exactly who your targeted prospect and customer is, and that will help you when you actually try to boost it through paid advertising, you'll be farther along down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it'll definitely help you target a lot better, and you'll get a better sense of how to navigate the online channels. I'm taking this from a mindset of people that have never done online before. And I always say, you know, walk before you run. I wouldn't want somebody to go into, you know, AdWords or Facebook ads and really just draw a blank or try to pay somebody to do something without even a talking point. And I think that if you spend, you know, a couple weeks or a month or so trying to communicate on a, in a Facebook group or any type of channel where you're not spending money, you're going to get a lot better sense of how to use those tools, and you'll probably get a lot of customers right away too. And you'll realize you'll have a better conversation and understanding when you do deal with professionals that buy and pay traffic.
So some small business owners will say, okay, I tried that, but no one's talking back to me. So what do you do in that case?
Yeah, if they say I've tried that and no one's actually talking back to me, I would say, well, you know, it's time to try something else, right? You know, if you've done the Facebook groups, you've done the forums, have you actually gone out and met with other local business owners and asked them what they're doing, right? I think that's one of the best ways to make sure you're taking the right steps rather than just listening to the intrawebs and what everybody else is doing. I would go to a successful local business that you kind of want to emulate that might not be in your niche and ask them, hey, you know, I'm in the community, I do very similar things, or I want to do something similar. How are you guys marketing online? And, you know, my whole premise for that is I don't want a business owner to go right into buying ads or paying ads and, you know, number one, probably failing there, or number two, hiring the wrong person. And so I really like using the community approach, because that way you're limiting your risk. Like you said at the beginning, spending $500 on a roulette table. And so that actually, you can actually be successful when you take these steps.
I think what is so interesting for me is that I'll go sometimes several weeks where people won't be talking back on all my marketing strategies. And I'm thinking, is anybody else still out there? But then when you hit something, Will, and really connects with folks, they come out in force.
Absolutely. I mean, it takes time, right? And something people need to put in the right frame of mind is that nothing happens overnight. And people want results right away, because all they're seeing is other businesses wins, right? You see another business being successful, you think it happened overnight. But it's little baby steps. And the more you communicate, the more you put yourself out there, the more you try to talk to your community, it might not happen right away. But just like you said, when it does, it just everybody comes out of the woodwork.
So last question I have for you, Will, is where can I start with a paid budget? Can I start with $100? Does it have to be $500? Does it have to be $1,000? What do you recommend?
Yeah, so when you take a paid budget, I would say start low, $100, $200, without expectation, right? What you're trying to do is figure out how to spend the next $500 right. You know, you take the $100, $200 and you test, because you're not going to hit the nail on the head right away. So you want to have baseline assumptions like, hey, I'm going to get 3 leads, or I want to see if this is my target market, or I'm going to see how many people comment on this or click through. And you take those assumptions without trying to have too much of an expectation, so that when you get that data, you can then spend a bigger budget with a more targeted approach.
It's a good approach. Will, thanks for being on the show. Where can people get in touch with you?
People can get in touch with me at unstoppable.co, www.unstoppable.co, or Instagram at Will Dean, or just search me online, and I will be there.
And that's Dean spelled with an E at the end, right?
Yes, correct.
This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
There's a place where you can get custom metal products. If you manage a commercial kitchen, hotel, condo building, or food-grade manufacturing plant, then no matter the type of metal or size of the project, the skillfully trained fabrication team at Vans Industrial has you covered.
Hi, I'm Dave Van Camp, president of Vans Industrial. Custom metal fabrication is the backbone of my company. We fabricate stainless steel countertops, wall coverings, hoods, landscape planter boxes, industrial fan housings, and more. Vans Industrial uses all types of alloys like carbon steel, aluminum, brass, and polished stainless steel. And we have a laser cutting machine. Our laser can customize almost any project. Our team can design, fabricate, and install your project today.
Call 833-VANS-IND for a free inspection of your facility. That's 833-VANS-IND. Interested in what else they do? Visit VansIndustrial.com. That's V-A-N-S, industrial.com. Vans Industrial, customizing for you, the customer.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
You know, you and I are very much alike. During the many years of running my own company, I didn't deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't quite going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar? It's especially difficult for me since many of my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering. Second, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business was literally sucking the life and the money out of me. This was not exactly the way I thought it would be after reading all those books on having my own company. Well, don't worry. This is normal. Well, sort of, because during the life cycle of every small business gets stuck from time to time. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few leads for new customers coming in, and the customers you do have continue to phase. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. You want to get off that roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride the entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving any business forward. Over the years, I've worked with hundreds of corporate and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every business inevitably gets stuck. This is your year to get unstuck. As you journey through the Breakthrough Training Series, I'm going to show you a fast, easy, and permanent solution to get unstuck. Each of my modules includes a PowerPoint presentation, a video recording of me presenting these materials live, a downloadable lesson notes, and downloadable homework assignments. The MP3 recordings of selected interviews from some of the best known world leaders on this radio show is also included for free. Whether you learn best from watching, listening, or reading there's a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action for moving forward. So there are six modules, which I guarantee that you'll improve your sales if you utilize this system. Module one is finding new customers and growing the ones you have. Module two is finding money to manage your business because it's already there. Module three is building a team that actually lasts. Module four is to realize that customer service is now the new marketing. Module five is breaking your social media addiction. And module six is the real trick to boosting your productivity. So right now, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price of $97. You'll learn the exact step you need today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. I also want to thank our sponsors, Staples, Nextiva. I also want to thank our tremendous staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, then you got to give me a call. I'm going to give you my private number. Get a pen, write this down. 773-837-8250 or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your business ahead? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you know you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
Can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k?